25 Räume.
25 Welten.
Das war das Motto am Tag des offenen Ateliers im Kunstamt Tübingen.
Viele Künstlerinnen und Künstler öffneten ihre Türen und gewährten einen Einblick in ihre Arbeitswelt.
My name is Bruce Anderson, or my full artist name is Bruce O'Keen Anderson. That's the Irish part. The Swedish part is Anderson, and it's all American. I was born outside of Chicago in the USA. I'm an American citizen. I'm also an Irish citizen. And I've been in Tübingen for quite a long while.
Okay, what does it mean to you to have that place here in the Kunstamt?
It means very much. It means it's a very valuable possibility to work here, to have contact with other creative people, regardless of how professional they might be or not be. It's very valuable. The people here, it's a good bunch of people, very friendly people, creative. And the rooms are affordable, you know, and they're close by. You don't have to have a car. I don't own a car. I walk. I have a bicycle. So it's very valuable. It's that should be known. We want that the world knows how much we appreciate being able to be here.
What does art mean to you?
Art is food. Art is for my soul, for our souls. Imagine a world without pictures, without paintings, without movies. That's art, without music. This is the other part. We need bread and salad and water and nutrition for our bodies, and we need art for our souls, for our spirits, seriously speaking. And for me personally, to make art, it comes out of me. I started doing this as a child and haven't stopped since. Studied music in California, but discovered I'm better at making pictures than I am at making music. So I'm a consumer of music and a producer of art. And I do, though, try to incorporate musical aspects into my compositions, you know, harmony, rhythm, dissonance, melody, theme. Yeah, I think that was basically what does art mean for me. Yeah, it's doing art also is a form of therapy too, in a way. I stay healthy. I don't think I was ever really sick. Just mild neuroses, like your basic average person has, and. Doing art, it's a beautiful thing. It's always a discovery trip, you know. What's going to come out? What's going to this white canvas? What there it is. That's what happened to it. And before, you know, I just had this vision, and then boom. And
could you please describe your visual art?
It's multifaceted. I do portraits. I do landscapes. I do conceptual art. Architectural art, symbolic art. On the wall here you see German pies. There you see pictures from Barcelona. I took a trip to Barcelona, although you may not see Gaudi or the wonderful cathedral in Barcelona. These Eisenpolar, Andockstelle für Schiffe, die sind von der Barcelona Hafen, from the harbor. No, I'm speaking Denglish. And then there's a series of pictures which have to do with finiteness. You know this word? What is this in German? Finiteness. Endlosigkeit. Alles kommt zu Ende. Finite. And these pictures to symbolize, to show a certain finiteness, I used banana peels, which once were beautiful, lebhaft, lively yellow, and then they got dried up and turned brown. And so you see these here, and this picture here also is from banana peels. And the underlying concept is really to show that everything comes to an end, like George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. And it's not a sad thing. It's not a. It's actually a matter-of-fact kind of factual statement. On the wall outside, though, around next to the door, is a banana peel cross, which was inspired by the Gulf of Mexico oil tragedy, where this oil was pouring into the Gulf of Mexico for how many weeks was that? It was just unbelievable. It kept coming and coming. And this painting hang in the Bund-Ausstellung here unten in the Kreisparkasse. Die hatten eine generale Ausruf, a general call for art supporting ecology. And so that was my contribution. And on the day this picture was hung in the exhibition, the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico was stopped.
Just one other question. What is the art doing with you?
To be technical about it, it doesn't do anything with me. It doesn't do anything. I already told you, it's the process of making the art. Okay, when I look at my pictures, I have joy. They derive joy. Just the color ones in the outside there, just with colors, that's just joy. And so you're right. Okay, I have joy in making it, but I do get joy looking at them afterwards. And if you would buy one of these pictures, I would have much more joy. To know that this picture would be hanging in your apartment and that I could pay the rent next month. Write that one down. No, that's serious. Yeah. But it is. The joy comes back. And the other very important part of the joy is when I see other people enjoying my pictures. That does bring... That's a full circle has been completed.